Margaret Cheney should have been included among our emissaries from love. For without Margaret, we would not have Nikola Tesla. We would not have the authentic person, as opposed to Power's invention, Power's fabrication. And anyone who's struggled with the precise targeting capability of this EMF weapon, which I know Prince did, and I certainly do as well, has to feel such gratitude to her for preserving Nikola's testimony on how he was able to solve the targeting problem, the problem of the individualization and isolation of the current being transmitted. And he seems to have first identified in 1898 this problem and solved it within a few years thereafter. And so for more on this issue, which I think is an important point, you should see our July 10, which is Nikola's birthday, our July 10, 2016, August 14, 2016, and December 4, 2016 shows. And in our October 8, 2017, a recent show, Nikola provides a possible explanation for that roaring, for how radar was the solution to this targeting problem, and also for this roaring I hear near where I live and where I upload at Oakland Public Library on San Pablo, when he discusses the powerful magnifying transmitter needed to transmit the energy. So we want to find out more about that. This roaring noise has been reported in lots of places around the country, and it could be one key discussion to get this issue opened up more, along with the coming forward of other victims of this weapon who have been targeted on the down low.
From out of the darkness, before there was time, shining than gold, and as sure as this can.